This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Breezy is billing the city $800 because, according to her, they owe her a lot of money. It's Peaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Now, why don't you go ahead, get right into why you are invoicing the city for $800?
Yeah, and for anyone listening right now who works for the city of Rochester, just let me know where to send that, and I will do my best and fax it over.
Right.
But last week on the show, we talked about just how bad the potholes have gotten. And it's truly a massive issue because there's literal crater-sized holes in the ground, and nobody seems to care. So
I will say, over the weekend, getting off at the exit, you know, where the Clinton Ave to downtown exit, there was holes in that ramp like you wouldn't believe.
And no, that's I'm getting onto whatsoever.
That's going towards 490 east. Okay, so you're getting on 490.
It's just a Tuesday.
They patched it all up. It looks horrible, but
they put duct tape over it.
It's better than nothing, I guess. But the streets are just, I've never seen them this bad.
Honestly, like, this city, it's quite embarrassing for outsiders to come here and leave with a bill of over $1,000 in car damages. Really not driving people and visitors to our city. But that's besides the point. I mean, that's why they held the PGA in Pittsford. I mean, there have you been to the Pittsford Plaza parking lot? That is just a disaster. It couldn't be worse. It literally couldn't be worse.
Right. But lucky for these golfers, they're not golfing in Pittsford Plaza. So
no, but they're hitting up the Cheesecake Factory. So listen, I was on the Interloop on Thursday coming back from an event. And I hit a pothole so hard, so deep, that it popped my tire.
That's right. And prior to that, you lost two hubcaps.
So I'm like, okay.
And this is why we expressed how white trash Breezy looks on the show last week.
Yeah, and like, everything's fine. Everything's been fixed. It's all good. I went to the tire shop on Friday, and I was just expecting the nice little swap out. You know what I mean? Swap the snow tires for the regular tires. We're at that point of the season. All is well. I have them. They're ready to go. They've been ramped and ready since the moment I took them off in November. Okay?
Nope. Not
so
the
I
case.
Go and I drop it off, and I'm like, just call me when it's done, whatever. I get a call. I'm like, perfect. It's done. No, he wants to chat. The mechanic wants to chat, which is never good.
No, a single woman walks in by herself?
Ever good. Okay. So he calls me. He's like, so, and I told him the situation. I told him exactly what happened. I was like, if my rim is bent, that this is why, blah, 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 yada, yada, this, that, and the third.
Was it bent?
I think so. I think he had to just, like, you know, hit it out, whatever.
Okay, 3,000 in labor.
So he's like, hey, so you hit that pothole pretty hard.
If it was just 2 inches to the right, you would have been safe.
You would have been fine, but you lost an entire wheelbarrow. I don't know. Like,
yeah, the wheelbarrow.
The wheelbarrow. The most important part. The left arm, the right arm, everything's out of line. You know, you lost all this stuff in the undercarriage. He's speaking Chinese at this point. I'm like, I don't know what exactly you're saying. You're speaking a foreign language. All I hear, the English comes back very quick. The understanding comes back very quick. And he says, so that's going to be, we're looking at upwards of 1,000.
Oh, that's, I can't imagine, music to your ears, Breezy.
And I literally, like, my heart sank. I'm like, well, I'm never buying a house. So there's that. you know, the $1,000 I was saving for my house? Yeah, it's gone. So I was like, He's like, but you know, we could do it for like probably $800, give or take. And I'm like, okay. Like,
why do you?
What about the tires? He's like, yeah, that'll be, you know.
I don't understand why you continue to take your vehicle to just any Joe Schmo. What do you think is going to happen when they see a single female walk in with car trouble?
I know.
You came in for a tire and they're like, yeah, we got to change your fluids.
They have, not the fluids, not my car and an IV. I go to this place all the time. I should stop because the last time I went there, remember, I got a flat tire. I left and they didn't put the right tire pressure in. I was absolutely shaking, pissed.
They charged you for air.
It was crazy.
Now,
but the name Discount is in.
Yeah, of course it is.
The name of the shop. So I was like, yeah, this is going to be great. Yeah. So I walk out of there.
The number one hit music station is in the name of our radio station.
That doesn't mean it's true. Truly. So he calls me. I'm like, okay. I mean, like, what choice do I have? I'm in a corner. What choice do I have? So I'm like, okay. He says my wheelbarrow is missing, so might as well put it on there. So I call him and I'm like, he calls me. He's like, it's all done. It's all set. I was like, perfect. I'll be there to get it. So my best friend is like, yeah, I'll grab you. But like, you know, I'm a mom and I have a baby. Like, can we go at like 7 or 8 o'clock to grab it? I was like, yeah, let me just pay for it over the phone and I'll tell him to put the keys in under the mat, whatever. So I call him and I was like, hey, like, I'm going to pay for this over the phone and then I'll come grab it like later on tonight. He's like, no can do, boss. We can't take payments over the phone anymore. I was like, I've been paying over the phone for 5 years. They're like, corporate, can't do it. So now I have to drive my ass down there, drive all the way back, and then drive all the way back, and then drive. Like, it was just a nightmare. Like, Fridays are supposed to be fun. This past Friday was not fun.
I had a great time at Tin Cup.
You literally pay rent there now. So
$800.
$850.
$850 to be exact. Now, a common question being asked, especially in our city, with the amount of potholes we have.
It's ridiculous.
Is, can you bill the city for pothole damage to your vehicle? And the answer is yes. However, be prepared to put up a fight because the city is not going to just start writing checks. That's not going to happen.
Wait, I actually can...
You can. However, you have to prove that the city was negligent in failing to maintain the road and that the pothole caused the damage. How can you go about proving that?
Well, I mean, at this point, I should probably install a dash cam. I probably can't prove it at this point, but it's just... It's ridiculous.
They're going to make this difficult for you, which is why the time and effort involved in pursuing a claim is not always worth it for a lot of people because at the end of the day, it's a headache.
You know what they're going to say? They're going to say, all right, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take the ticket that you got that you refused to pay and we'll take that off the top and now we're at a clean slate.
Right. The other thing is, too, is they're going to put up a fight that it's not pothole season. Because in New York State, the pothole season is considered from May 1st to November 15th.
I don't care if it's the season or not. Your literal roads have craters in them. I'm baffled that they won't fill them because I truly have this theory, and this is a conspiracy theory, but I believe that there's mole people living in the ground and they're paying rent, and that's why they refuse to close them.
Now, you can call 428-7290 to file a claim. And document the pothole damage, including taking photos of the pothole and damage to your vehicle.
Yeah, let me get out of my car on the inner loop and start taking photos. Like, what? I'm going to get hit.
So, did you take any photos of the damage? After.
What? That's a trap. First of all, that's a trap. Why are you on your phone while you're driving? Of course you hit a pothole, you idiot.
Nobody's saying to do it while you're driving, but you still have to document the damage.
I can't get out on the inner loop.
Nobody said you had to do that, Breezy.
Well, then what am I to do here? If I'm not getting out and I'm not on my phone while I'm driving.
Like everybody
what
else.
What am I doing? Wearing a GoPro?
You eat the $850 you paid. You just got to eat it. And it sucks.
You know me. I'm absolutely made of money. So why not just throw $850 into the air?
What did you give up for Lent?
Bitching.
Right. So far, we're doing really well.
Sorry, Jesus.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. If there's also damage to your car due to a pothole, again, that number is 428-7290, but You're just wasting your time. Hope that helped.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, which professions are the biggest drinkers? 585-252-9800. I'm trying to figure out, trying to take a census here on who drinks the most. I saw a lot of different drunks on Saturday during Luck at the Cannery pub crawl in Fairport. But nobody likes to drink quite like teachers do.
That is so true.
I don't know what it is, but teachers love to get after it. And I'm assuming this is from the amount of stress they have to deal with
right
on the day-to-day with, I don't know, kids, parents, staff. But when they have an opportunity to escape, they'll use drinking
honestly,
as an outlet.
Honestly, I can't blame them. I know many a teacher, and that is true. I mean, my mom was a teacher. Not that she's like a huge drinker or anything, but... I get where the stress lies.
30-something years in the Grease School District. My mother loves a glass of wine. And I'm not talking about all teachers. I'm just talking about like 99% of them. So I'm out on Saturday afternoon and I promised myself, I'm going to be good. I'm going to get in. I'm going to get out. I was helping our good friends over at Ide Honda of Dealerships at their booth on Saturday for a couple hours before I went and bounced around the cannery. One girl couldn't keep her eyes open. I said, are you okay? She goes, my boyfriend left me. I said, he did. Where did he go? He went home to let the dog out. But I think he fell asleep. I said, is there anyone else that you're here with?
Right.
She goes, yes, I'm with all my teacher friends. I said,
okay.
All right. She goes, we're teachers. She goes, do I look drunk to you? I said, well, I wouldn't drive or try and walk. You should sit down. So they were getting after it. Then I'm hanging out and I'm talking with some friends. And all of a sudden, a glass shatters behind me. The back of my legs, my sneakers, my St. Patty's Day jacket, you know.
Not the St. Patty's Day
The jacket. Letterman jacket.
Not the costume.
I only pull out one time a year. Is all wet and sticky.
Ew.
Because an espresso martini exploded behind me.
That is alcohol abuse. What a waste.
It was. And I turn around and this girl, very sloppy, she goes, I'm so sorry. I said, are you okay? What was that? She goes, it was my espresso martini. I said, yes. Half of it just landed all over the back of me. And she goes, will you buy me another one?
I said, no.
I appreciate you asking nicely, though. She goes, why not? I'm a teacher. I'm broke.
Classic.
You know, not to mention, do you remember the 13th annual bachelor auction when nobody bid in on me? Remember that? That traumatizing experience on stage where I just sat there with my thumb up my butt?
It's quite literally my favorite story.
It's the worst. I have trouble sleeping at night.
We like hyped it up so much.
Like, afterwards.
Oh, over thousands.
Afterwards, a whole random group of women came up to me, and we're at Radio Social at the after party. They're like, we so wanted to bid on you. I said, well, why didn't you? They're like, well, we're teachers. We can't afford it. But I was like, they were drinking their faces off, though, at Radio Social.
Right. I'm like, but your bar tab's $300. There's that.
So now I'm thinking, what are you guys running from? Is the education system really that bad right now? What is going on behind closed doors in these schools where teachers can't wait to black out? What profession are the biggest drinkers? 585-252-9800. Do radio people like to drink? Well, after what Breezy and myself witnessed at Radio Morning Show Boot Camp in San Diego this past August, the answer is yes.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Radio people have issues. We don't know why.
Everyone in this industry is
absolutely
out of their mind.
Yeah, we don't need to tell you guys that. You listen to the show.
Yeah, you know how mentally unwell we are.
But aside from teachers, I'm trying to think, who else? Who else gets after it during happy hour?
I would argue, I think therapists would definitely fall into that category. And I truly believe, and this is no shot at therapists, but I have met many a therapist who are absolutely insane, like outside of the profession, like They're some of the most mentally unwell people I have ever met.
Sure.
I'm like, I cannot believe that you give individuals advice that is so scary to me, and I'm absolutely panicking. No, I'm hitting the panic button.
Wait, I got to go to Danielle.
No, I'm absolutely flipping.
Anyone in food service drinks the most, and that's across all levels.
Well, that is true, because when you work in the restaurant industry, you're so close to a bar that, like, it's kind of just a rite of passage.
Oh,
after
sure.
You clock out, get out of your shift, you belly up at the bar.
She says anything from bartender at an upscale restaurant all the way to fast food chains. I work with some people who drink on the job and others go home and get drunk every single night to cope with the idea of being stuck in life. That sounds horrible. Especially if you have a horrible spouse at home. Now you got to drink even more.
It's true. It's very true. I do feel bad. You know what profession I would feel as if they would drink a lot?
Pilots?
Funeral directors.
Oh, no.
Or anyone who has to deal with dead people. How traumatizing is that?
No, it's not traumatizing if you're doing it for a living. If you're an undertaker, you're fine with it. Let's go over to our friend Mac. If you don't think professionals aren't big drinkers, then you've never worked in a large corporate office. Okay.
Okay.
Christina says my husband didn't drink on the job as a line cook, but they used to do cocaine on the job. He was an alcoholic as well.
Yeah, that's just
but
a Tuesday.
He's going to be 3 years sober this year.
Congrats.
Well, tell him we said congrats, Christina.
Yeah, this person says after decades of working in various law.
Can I get a couple of lines with my moons over my hammy?
At Denny's, you're like, wait, this is not a sugar packet. I'm so confused. After decades of working in various law offices, I can assure you your attorneys are definitely not sober, specifically family law. Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Commercial painters in general are a bunch of drunks just as much as drywallers. Lot of drinking in those blue-collar trades. Yeah, of course.
And then they leave rags out and your whole house goes up in flames. So
Rachel says cops drink the most. Their level of stress is through the roof, so they're known to have a lot of vices. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I'm a nurse at Strong. Anyone in healthcare? Being in healthcare and social services is so stress related. So me and my girl nurses love to have a strong margarita after work.
Ah,
says every day. Every day.
I want sugar on the rim. They're like, you're literally clocked in.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm a teacher and can confirm we love a good happy hour. Not me, but a lot of the teachers I work with hate their students, so this all makes sense.
I think it also depends on what kind of nurse you are. Like, if you're working in, like, the burn trauma ICU, yeah, you've seen some stuff, for sure. But if you're just, like, at a pediatrics office checking a baby's blood pressure,
yeah,
you're good to go.
You're just drunk.
Yeah.
You're just an alcoholic. Jerry says, the military, it's the most booze-centric culture you will ever encounter. Yeah, well, yeah, you want to talk about stress? Yeah, okay. That makes sense. So it seems like every profession, do we all have issues?
I think we hit every single one. There wasn't like one greater than the other. They all are boozing.
Oh, so. And bus drivers, of course.
Oh, yes, of course.
Way up there on the list. 98
PX.